11:48 is the Gary Sharp Show on a Tuesday, the 22nd of October. George is celebrating his birthday. Our winner in the four-quarter pick'em.
Yeah.
Is their grandfather?
His aunt.
Oh, his aunt.
Celebrating 98 years today.
Well, happy birthday. Do we know what his aunt's... Well, who just qualified?
John.
John? Do we know what John's aunt's name is?
No, I was too busy trying to figure out what his email address was.
Okay. That happens. Priorities, George. Priorities. Our whole discussion about does it even dawn on you that today is the start of the World Series, Game 1? Nats and the Astros. George, what's that say up there on the board? Under predictions.
All right, under predictions, we got the Gary Sharp prediction of Astros and Nats for the World Series.
Okay. Don't worry, you're only going to have to put up this for maybe like six more days. Nick emails the show, or actually tweets at the show. I'm utterly confused. At Gary Sharp 1620, I will take a regular season slate of NHL games over both NBA and the World Series.
Blackhawks are in action tonight against the Golden Knights.
You should be happy up until last night when St. Louis dealt Colorado the first regulation loss of the year. St. Louis had lost four in a row. They're off to another slow start.
I was so happy.
Best opening day in the four major sports. NFL, Major League Baseball, the NBA, or the NHL. And what do you consider opening day for the NFL? That Thursday night game when usually up until this year the Super Bowl champion played and they raised the banner?
Yeah, yeah. I consider that.
You got the NHL who they don't open with everybody. Major League Baseball's opening day used to be unique because it would start in Cincinnati. Mm-hmm. And Cincinnati was locked into baseball starting there and then everybody followed suit. They still have opening day in Cincinnati. They still have a parade. They have tried to get every team opening in Major League Baseball. And then you have, like, the NBA. Now, some might go the NFL because there's less games. Where Major League Baseball, you can start me the end of March, and I'll check back with you in August. And you still have 35 games to go. Same with NHL and the NBA. And the NBA is actually a couple of weeks moved up their start of the season. Yeah. It used to start around Halloween.
Yeah, this is the first time in 28 years that it started on my birthday.
Well, I mean, your offseason is 11 days. I counted.
Very true.
I still think Major League Baseball's opening day holds significance.
To be honest with you, I'd probably, like, just consensus, not mine, consensus, I'd probably say Major League Baseball or
You know NFL. Why? You know why they have an advantage? Because they put up bunting in their stadium. Oh. You know the little banners that are red, white, and blue? You call those bunting.
Oh, do they really?
Mm-hmm. And so in ballparks on opening day, you put them up all over the place. Can opening day be bigger in college sports? Like, 2 weeks from tonight, college basketball begins. They've tried with the Champions Classic.
I was just about to bring that up.
And they have a great field this year.
Oh, yeah.
But, like, opening night for Creighton, is that a big deal? Do they have a big blowout? Nebraska. You know, Omaha's opening on the road at Wichita State. College football opening day, going week zero, which I love, but is like college football's opening day. Can you make that a bigger deal? Like, for example, college hockey. College hockey is being played right now. Omaha's coming off a weekend of an impressive weekend with 12 freshmen, mm-hmm. great goaltender, a good performance. How many people knew they played in Columbus and split with Ohio State? And the week before, they opened at home. And can you make college opening days bigger? I think the only sport that focuses on opening day to make that like one of the bigger days of your entire season is baseball.
I think you're right, too. I think the NFL has tried. They have tried. They have legitimately tried, but I agree.
And they poured it into their Thursday night game. Like, they poured a lot of resources into the Packers-Bears this year at Soldier Field to kick off the 100th year of the NFL.
Yep. Sure did.
Now we just need baseball to make World Series across the country a bigger deal opening up today. Because you're not alone. You said if you weren't on this show, you would know that the World Series is starting today.
Yeah, no.
Running pretty hot here. I would say 60-40. People are like, oh, didn't know. I knew the World Series was coming. I didn't know that it was starting today. Maybe it has to do with the Astros and the Nationals, not the Dodgers and the Yankees playing. All right, 11:54. We've reached halftime on a Tuesday of the Gary Sharp Show. Catch up on some emails and some tweets. If you're wondering, how come you're not giving me any goodies from Lincoln? It's defensive day. The defensive coordinator, Eric Chenander, speaks for the first time. Well, he was on, he did the TV show after the Minnesota game, but the defensive guys will speak for the first time since the Minnesota game. Nebraska didn't have school yesterday. They don't have school today, so they push back practice. So media availability and some news and nuggets that we like to deliver to you, that will be coming up towards the tail end of the program. But chew on this as we go to break. Five games remaining. Indiana rolls in this weekend trying to get bowl eligible. They're 5-2. Rank from most difficult to least difficult remaining five games. I'll share my five with you when we come back. Most difficult to least difficult in the final five. If in that span you have to find two wins to become bowl eligible. We'll do all that and have some more fun and frivolity on George's birthday. Plus, I promise we're going to dive into the NBA discussion. We're going to go deep. East versus West. AD, KD, LBJ. And is there a hero in Miami?
Whoa.
Bam! It's Gary Sharp Show, 1620 The Zone, 1620thezone.com. I can't remember what was said.